located at 1611 Marble Canyon Drive in Bullhead City. The VFW works in our community in the following areas: Americanism, hospital, legislative, scholarships, veteran and family support, and youth. During the monthly meeting, to this segment of Chamber Connection. Here with me is Chris Barton from the Chamber of Commerce, as always. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good. A little busy, but good.
A little busy?
Yeah.
Yeah, just wrapping things up?
Yeah, things seem a little clouded right now, but yeah. In a good way. It's like, where do I leave things off before my last day?
Yeah, I mean, by the time people see this, you're gone. You're not even here anymore.
Well, in a way, I'm still there because I'm finishing up the Young Entrepreneurs Academy program. Some of the other consulting projects and some of the other events that come along the way, as if I'm kind of an as-needed on-call, you know, still checking emails, trying to do my best. So anyway, hopefully that will put a few people at ease, especially with a rather new staff at the chamber and just committees and the board and so forth. So, yeah. Lots going on.
So if you want to help out the chamber... A position just opened up, and they really need somebody.
Well, we would even take volunteers at this point.
Anyway,
and I'm sure they would appreciate that.
Okay. But, you know, this, you know, you're leaving.
I'm leaving.
And we don't know what to do about this.
Yeah, and I know it was sort of a bombshell on people. They're still wondering how I kept it such a secret. So.
Yeah.
And, well, when you're doing some major soul-searching, and that you definitely want to keep it a secret. You don't want to open that up to everybody.
So. Okay. But you're moving on to education now. The chamber is, you know, it's going to be fine. It will survive.
It's happened before. It's happened at other chambers. It's happened in other organizations. But
And TV4 will survive without our special guest somehow.
I know. Yeah. So unless I come and talk about education, switch gears a little. But
yeah. Talk about our school systems.
Yeah,
that's not a terrible idea.
To Toby about that one. See if they can get approval on that. So we could still keep our weekly standing appointment.
We'll see. All right, but you just produced. You've been working on your Bullhead City Visitors Guide for a while, and we had a couple episodes where we talked about, you know, we need writers and we need pictures and we need content, and it's a bigger, badder production than we've ever done before, but it's here. It is.
And I'm told that I'm supposed to show this. The cover was actually done by Nicole Smith, who used to work at the chamber and is now adventured in her own photography business. But yeah, it was a thicker magazine. Ad sales went tremendously well. And again, I just sort of want to show my appreciation out there to all the advertisers who chose to support it. The advertisers themselves are our chamber members, and it just goes to show that not only do they support their chamber, they really do support the mission and the things we do. And more importantly, as we're trying to promote tourism, getting more visitors here, there's even information about wanting to relocate inside the guide, as well as a mini chamber-like phone book, so all of our fellow chamber members are listed in the book as well. So, yes, I had several pleas out for some photos, which we were able to use some of those, and had some guest writers, and at the end we ended up with more text than what we had room for, so that's just more improvements for next year's magazine. So.
I'm surprised you actually, I thought that was going to be an issue, is that you didn't have enough content. Now you had too much.
I had too much, and we didn't get to put some of the information in that I wanted to have put in there, but it ended up being that, Chris, it's an 80-page book, and this is as far as we can go with it this year. The goal next year is we'd love to see it be over 100 pages, and hopefully we'll continue to keep growing the ad sales on that particular component, so that then we can just add more photography and more editorial, more content, and make it certainly the premier magazine. We last year only printed 15,000. This year we actually printed 25,000 because 15,000 didn't even have a year shelf life. We were kind of sort of hogging our last few cases, if that's what you want to call it, just to make sure until the new books had certainly arrived. And so we just want to go ahead and encourage everybody out there in the community that if you'd like to get the newest, latest, greatest edition of the Bullhead City Visitor's Guide and relocation information to come by the chamber, as well as we had put it out in our e-blast to our membership if they've got any upcoming trade shows, conferences, where they would like to promote our area, then do feel free to stop by and grab some magazines as well. In the meantime, our focus is going to have to be then to get those out to the visitor centers, because that was another promise that we had made with the ad sales and our partners in this whole publication, that we would be getting these out across the entire state of Arizona.
All right, so this is the visitor's guide. So this is the everything the new person to Bullhead needs to know about,
yes,
Bullhead to survive in Bullhead for...
Well, we don't quite tell them about the temperatures or the winds. So
really? That's funny.
We give an average.
Yeah, temperatures are only a problem, in August and July.
Yep,
but
exactly.
We have great temperatures for the rest of the year.
We say, I think something average temperature 74. That works.
Yeah. you need at least one disclaimer. Needs water. don't go hiking in the middle of summer without water.
Mm-hmm.
Bad idea.
And then also, I had got to experience that this last summer, with life without an air conditioner.
Oof.
Yeah, that was a little tough. So definitely, it's no different than when I lived in the Midwest, and if your furnace went out, whether it was in your house or your office or even your heater went out on your car, that was a little tough. So just the same when air conditioning comes out of whether it's your office, your home, or your car, for that matter, it's very challenging, that's for sure.
Yeah. But this content, you talk about all of the content that you had, and then you had to scrap some. I mean, it's covering everything from what there is to do in town to relocation information. What am I missing here?
It talks about all our parks, a lot of the attractions, what makes people want to come to the area to visit, because, of course, essentially we are very much so a tourism-based industry. As well as those wanting to relocate. So, yes, the schools, it talks about the healthcare. Talks about our government. We even put a little snippet about the chamber itself as a whole. The chamber itself will be in 2017, 70 years old. So what's the history behind the chamber? It does list our board members, so if you have any questions about the chamber itself as a whole, you certainly can contact the staff, but you've also got the board members in there. And then, of course, the mini phone book, of course, because we're always encouraging people not only to shop local, but also to shop your chamber first.
All right. And these get distributed to visitor centers all around the state. So people go to the visitor center and they want to know what is there to do in Arizona. They see a visitor's guide, Bullhead City. Okay, mm-hmm. We'll check that out, and they go there. Are there other places it's distributed to? And
we do give a copy out to everybody during Operation Thank You, which will take place in May. Again, the advertisers are welcome to come and grab a case of them because they chose to support the project, as well as though if there are any realtors in town that would like to have a couple of copies as nice coffee table pieces. They get used quite a bit to both our hospitals in the area as they're recruiting doctors and nurses, just because it is such a wealth of information for them. We also give them to the new teachers at the new teacher's breakfast. My hopes was, although I'm running out of time, but I'd love to go ahead and get them into all the schools so all of our current teachers would have a latest, greatest copy too, because maybe it's some ideas that could lead to field trips perhaps in their classroom to them just even becoming more familiar to the area if they're a new resident themselves.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so it's done. It's,
yes.
Bigger, better things next year maybe.
We hope so.
All right, and then you also wanted to remind everybody, you're the chamber, so it's kind of your duty to champion the cause of shop local, and we have the Small Business Saturday right after Black Friday.
Yes, exactly. Very much so my mission. I am one of those, I don't know if you want to call me crazy or not, but I am out there on Black Friday. I am out there at whatever. If I feel there's a good deal somewhere, I will stand in line, and just like everybody else, run into the stores. It's quite a rush, to be honest.
I've never done it. I'm too terrified.
It's one of my most exciting days out of the year, where Black Friday's shopping. And yes, so not only am I cooking the Thanksgiving dinner, I'm not ignoring my family by any means, but I am certainly checking out all my Black Friday deals and mapping things out and seeing if there's something that is definitely worthwhile for me to get out there for. But also the message behind that all is that you're shopping local. We do have quite a variety of stores, a lot of stores that also tend to throw a lot of great Black Friday specials, so you don't need to drive an hour and a half to Las Vegas, for an example, to go ahead and do Black Friday shopping. So that tends to be the big retail day of the year. But then, of course, naturally on Saturday, we want everybody to remember Small Business Saturday. Most of our community here, you can even tell that by our membership numbers, that over half of our membership is that 0 to 5 employees. So it is a lot of small businesses, and we want you to remember to use those small businesses, whatever it may be that you need for your holiday needs, whether it's printing for your Christmas cards, your Christmas letters, to buying a computer, to upgrading something. You know, maybe you want to give your spouse a brand new bathroom. Okay, great. Contact a local contractor for that type of thing. So kind of think outside the box a little bit about not only that whole mission about shopping local, but it certainly is to go ahead and support small business Saturday, and we just wanted to get that message out that that's November 28th.
Awesome. All right. And so the chamber, I mean, obviously you came to me, you talked to me, you said, hey, we got to remind people. And then you said you're also going to be doing some stuff on your website and some other social media reminders.
Yes, exactly. Just kind of talking about shopping local. But, you know, more importantly, too, about that whole Small Business Saturday. But not only do you have to only shop small businesses on November 28th, we encourage you to go ahead and do that throughout the entire holiday season. It's just something to certainly remember. And if you can't find that right gift for that hard to shop for type of person, you know, maybe it's a gift card to a local hairstylist or a spa here in town or a restaurant or something. That's all shopping local and supporting small businesses. And we just certainly hope that people will definitely take that into consideration before they decide to take an hour and a half trip somewhere. You put miles on your car, it's your time, it's your gas, it's because you are now out of town for the day, maybe you've got a couple of meals, a couple of cups of coffee to keep you going. You've added some serious expense, and if you would have just shopped local, you wouldn't have had those added extra expenses. And more importantly, we want to keep you away from online shopping.
Yeah.
And that's Cyber Monday, but we won't give that any excitement.
Cyber Monday is not really a thing.
No, not in Chamber World.
All right. So we talked about our two big things. How's Young Entrepreneurs Academy going?
We will be back in class. We were last week. We're again in this coming Friday as well, and it'll be mentor visit number 3, so they will be halfway done with their mentor visits, and right now I've just been busy reviewing their business plans. I all had to email them, so now I got to hold the students accountable. The honeymoon is now officially over. It was all fun to brainstorm. It was all great stuff. Now you have a business idea, and again, it goes back to life skills 101 and meeting deadlines. We definitely need to get prepared and write our business plans to complete perfection. From there, they've got to get their PowerPoint done as well as their note cards so that they are ready for the investors panel come March. So they've got a lot of work, and now it's come down to, I guess, since I'm going into education, that whole teacher card gets kind of pulled out a little bit, where I will be reviewing their business plans and making sure that they're staying on task. And if someone is falling behind, perhaps then it means a phone call to them as well as the parent and saying, okay, what else can we do? Is it the wrong mentor? Is it that we're going too fast for this individual? How can we go ahead and make it? Because we want every student to have the most perfect elevator pitch come March when they are right before the investors. So we're going forward with it. So it's definitely a busy time.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, you know, thank you.
Enjoy your transition into education. It's not easy.
No, you come from a background of that, so you're fully aware of how that goes. But you know, in the meantime, I tell people, well, you know, I got 5 days off around Thanksgiving.
Nice.
But I'll be busy studying and doing other things, such as preparing for the EA program as well.
All right. We will miss you, and thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
And this has been a City Connection, or a segment of Chamber Connection, and it's our last episode with Chris as the director of the Chamber of Commerce. You have just been connected.
They said I couldn't dream. Called me a piece of trash and swore that's all I'd ever be. Said a bottle couldn't see the ocean. give up. Go back to the dumpster. But I didn't listen. I made my way. And now, I am what I've always wanted to be.
And is available to residents, visitors, businesses, nonprofit organizations, and the city. Suggesting an addition to the calendar is simple and free. For more information about the City Events Calendar, to see what is already listed, or to suggest your event today, visit BullheadCityEvents.com. The Mojave County Library in Bullhead City urges you to check out their ebook selection online, then check out an ebook to your device. The Bullhead City Library supports Kindle, Nook, iPad, WMA, and MP3 formats. Your library card and 4-digit PIN are required for online checkout. To check out your book today, go to MojaveCountyLibrary.info and select Digital Downloads. The Mojave County Library is located at 1170 East Hancock Road in Bullhead City, Arizona, 86442. For more information, call 928-758-0714. Beacon of Hope Hospice is looking for volunteers to help those in need. Beacon of Hope Hospice is located at 3550 North Lane, Suite Number 102 in Bullhead City. For more information about volunteering for Beacon of Hope Hospice, contact Cynthia Klott, Volunteer Coordinator, at 928-444-8122. The Colorado River Food Bank needs you to donate plastic shopping bags, clothing, and household items. Donated items can be dropped off at 240 Laughlin Civic Drive in Laughlin, Nevada, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 2:45 p.m. The Colorado River Food Bank is a 501c3 organization. For more information, call Paul or Daryl at 702-298-9220. Thank you for your help. The Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, hold two meetings per month on the first and third Saturday at 10 a.m. The meetings are located at 1611 Marble Canyon Drive in Bullhead City. The VFW works in our community in the following areas: Americanism, hospital, legislative, scholarships, veteran and family support, and youth. During the monthly meetings, the VFW makes motions and votes on the work it will be doing in those areas. Meetings are for members and invited guests only. For more information about the VFW and the monthly meetings, contact Sheila Schutz at 928-754-5079 or Canteen at 928-758-7808. The Bullhead City Recreation Division, along with its sponsor, Harris Laughlin, is excited to announce the Bullhead City Pickleball Tournament taking place November 16th through 18th. Pickleball is played like tennis on a badminton-sized court with enlarged paddles and a plastic wiffle ball, and is rapidly growing in popularity. The tournament is for ages 55 and over and offers three divisions: singles, mixed doubles, and doubles. It is $5 per person per division. The last day to register is November 6th. Due to the generous support of our community, the first 100 pickleball participants registered will receive a free goodie bag at the start of the tournament. Harris Laughlin is offering special room rates for pickleball players. During the tournament, there will be a hospitality suite on-site sponsored by Valley View Medical Center with snacks, drinks, and ping pong. At the conclusion of the event, there will be an awards ceremony on November 18th for all of our participants with free hot dogs, popcorn, and water. In addition to Harris Laughlin and Valley View Medical Center, we would also like to thank Century 21 Colorado River Realty, Big Five, Buffalo Wild Wings, Laughlin Visitors Center, Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, and Sunlink Communications for contributing to this tournament. We also invite anyone interested in learning to play pickleball to stop by our Pickleball Open Gym offered Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Sunlink Community Center at 2380 Sunlink Way. For more information on the Bullhead City Pickleball Tournament, log on to the Bullhead City website at www.bullheadcity.com or call 928-763-9400, extension 306. The Bullhead City Recreation Division and Bullhead City Municipal Pool invite you to come work out while staying cool. Our water aerobics classes have certified instructors, upbeat music, and a variety of fun workouts. Classes are held Monday through Friday from noon to 12:55 p.m. at the Municipal Pool located at 22 to 12:55 p.m. at the Municipal Pool